And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 14th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet E.E. Cummings, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1894, a man out of step with his time, much more conservative politically than the writers he knew in New York, writing many poems in a naive style about the beauty of nature, about love. He came to wider public attention through his series of lectures at Harvard University. Though the faculty members did not much care for him, the students did. And by the end of the 50s, E.E. Cummings had become the most popular poet in America. It's the birthday of Dwight David Eisenhower, born Denison, Texas, 1890. A poor religious family. His mother was a pacifist. She wept when he told her he was going to West Point for college. In 1939, Eisenhower was stationed at a base in Louisiana, where he supervised the largest military games ever carried out in this country, a simulation designed to help prepare for a land war in Europe. Planned the strategy for the invading army. And in December 1941, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, he was put in charge of the strategy for the Allied invasion of Europe. And it's the birthday of the short story writer Catherine Mansfield, born Wellington, New Zealand, 1888. She went to England for her schooling, then her parents brought her back to New Zealand. She found she no longer had anything in common with her family. She became one of the wildest bohemians in New Zealand, had affairs with men, women, lived with the Aborigines, published scandalous stories, moved back to London, lived in the bohemian scene there. But she did not write the stories that we know her for until her younger brother left for World War I and was killed 2 months later. She was devastated by his death, and she wrote a series of short stories about her childhood, including The Garden Party, which was her masterpiece. Here's a poem for today by Toni Morris entitled Nightingale. When our daughter was a baby, she'd sometimes cry and cry, raw-throated nightingale, heavy on evening shoulders, no solace in the rocking lullaby, warm milk, blue velvet blanket, nor in the whispered words, the quiet shush we'd loose while pacing back and forth across the wooden floors. Until one night, by chance, we needed diapers, and my wife, as tired as I, and needing, if not rest, at least another's voice to soothe the small disquiet in her chest, lifted Morgan from the crib, bundled her against the cold, and together we walked out beneath the stars that pulsed against the winter's crisp and piled into the car. And halfway to the store, heater blowing warm against our feet, we noticed the muffled wind that faintly buffeted the glass, the slapping, even rhythm of the concrete seams we crossed, and the silence but for heavy breathing coming from the car seat in the back. A poem by Toni Morris, Nightingale, from Pulling at a Thread, published by Main Street Rag, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.